think I have to just start it all over again. Our good three were making the point that the principal directional tendency of capital is its centralization on a world scale, accomplished by means of a set of agreements created by a world ruling class, which they enforce, these power guys, through the mechanisms of the interstate system. They wrote that the interstate system lays and maintains the grounds for the intra-firm integrations of discrete labor processes and the parallel structuring of accumulation, which in creating world-scale technical divisions of labor transforms us, we the people, into a world labor force. And that this determining direction of capital on a world scale entails for anti-systemic forces at least three broad consequential subordinate directional tendencies, the third of which, they told us, is official pauperism, by which they mean that the increasing immiseration of all of us is a structural requirement, although experienced differentially by us, with immigrants, women, children, and the elderly forced to accept a deepening of the destruction of dignity, well-being, and hope to a greater degree, a destruction of any hope for security that is born altogether disproportionately, although we all suffer that fate, bear that weight. One question implied that arose from that discussion, and this was also addressed in an earlier section of that February 8, 2015 show, a section we called Progress, in which we argued that progress, quote unquote, true progress, I then maybe without the quotes, lies in our authentic unity, authentic meaning based in individual self-sufficiency, and that to think these necessary thoughts, necessary for advancing the species to freedom, we need a story that is opposite, that is the opposite of powers. Our good three had just made the point that once class is global, then, objectively, we the people, and of course necessarily the rulers, quote unquote, as well, are likewise global. And we asked whether it's a fair implication to draw from this story that Marx is correct in saying that the system of production not just forms the basis of society for this expresses but a tautology, but that it evolves over time, i.e. that our actual material unification as a global people could only have been achieved by force. Or whether, under dramatically different circumstances, we could have unified through cooperation. This question was discussed in the chapter Progress in Waking Up. Historically, and we're going to be, I think, thinking more about this point. Historically, the lethargy attendant upon the coercive relations of class, the so-called rulers, have ever attributed to so-called human nature a misdirection from themselves, perhaps the oldest expression of their key strategy for maintaining their exclusive position, managing, limiting our access to information. The Panopticon.